This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, there's been a bunch of different factors keeping things from happening, but it's been a while. So now we're going to talk to somebody we haven't spoken to in a while. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. His name is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
You've been busy, huh?
I have been busy. It's been crazy. I've been traveling and stuff like that. I just want to wish you and everybody else in South Carolina a happy open carry.
Yeah, well, it'll be 90 days before that happens.
Yeah.
And what I'm waiting to see, what I'm waiting to see is how we exactly embrace open carry. Am I going to see a bunch of yahoos out here with drop leg rigs and keen eye holsters that are cross chest and everything else? I mean,
well, if it's anything like Texas, you're gonna see it almost never.
Really? Okay, cool. Well, yeah. I mean, not necessarily because I'm not totally against open carry. I just think that, I don't know what I think. I've never really considered this would be something that would happen here. I thought I would die only being able to CCW. Anyway. Big news coming from the Supreme Court. They struck down the community caretaking portion of searches. Now, my question to you is, what does this do to red flag orders?
Well, that's actually pretty interesting, because the fact that the court was unanimous in rejecting the Fourth Amendment violation that these community care searches would present,
right,
means that the liberal wing, the liberal justices, seem to be pretty reflexively pro-defendant, and they want to maintain the sanctity of the home and prevent police or others from coming in and searching without a warrant. Now, obviously, red flag orders carry with it a court order. But a huge number of in the states that have reported so far have proved to be baseless. So the right case brought before the court, I talked to our contributor, LKB, who's a distinguished local attorney and very, very sharp and keeps up on these things. And he thinks that this is a really good sign for the ability for a good red flag case to get to five, meaning be granted cert, get before the court, and with the liberal justices support throwing in on this one in support of the Fourth Amendment, there's a really good chance that you could get five votes to invalidate a red flag law. Now, maybe not all red flag laws, maybe a specific one, because each one is worded a little differently, but they're all very close. And it's something I would love to see tested, because the due process free aspect of it and all that, it just seems that that is something that would not sit well with the four liberal justices.
Well, what I'm waiting to see happen on red flag orders is, couldn't you look at your Uncle Bob? And we all know that Uncle Bob likes the Pabst Blue Ribbon, and every Saturday when basketball is on, Uncle Bob drinks till he's blind, and then he drives home. Couldn't we conceivably, based upon the red flag order, couldn't we lobby to, because, you know, community safety, you know, and that's the thing about, one of the things they point out is that community safety is a wide open field, which is limitless. If they're going to get out there and say, well, we're doing it for community safety, there's no stopping that, is there?
No, and that was the problem with this case, too. You know, the whole thing with these community caretaking searches is, you know, all the police would have to do if this had been upheld is say, well, you know, we're just doing this for your own good. We want to check on you. Meanwhile, they're grabbing every gun out of your safe, and good luck getting them back. The plaintiff in this particular case that went all the way to the Supreme Court had to sue the Rhode Island Police Department to get his guns back. After they lied to him and lied to the spouse, telling her that he'd given permission for them to take his gun.
Right. That's the other thing about the gun grab part of it, though, isn't it? Because they're not specific about that. Any other thing about a warrant, if they're coming in, they got to know the address. They got to know what color the house is. If they're going to look in the car, they got to know what kind of car it is, what year it is.
Yeah, and that could be a specific thing they're looking for as well.
Right. But then with the red flag order, they're out there, we're going to be coming after your guns. I mean, in Florida, when they adopted that, how many red flag orders did they serve on people that didn't own guns?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm sure that some of I don't have that data, but you have to believe that there are some that some people had sworn out, assuming somebody had a gun and didn't. And so when the police are in there looking for a firearm, they find a joint. Or they find who knows what else.
Right.
Then you've got other problems.
So I mean do you think this is a good chop at the tree that is red flag orders?
I think it's a first nick for sure.
Yeah.
And it's a promising sign that getting to five and getting cert and then making the right case could very well enlist one or more of the members of the liberal wing.
And Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion. So does that mean that Chief Justice didn't vote with them?
No, he did. He just when the Chief Justice joins the winning side, he gets the option of writing the opinion.
Right.
In this case, he just deferred and allowed Thomas to do it.
Yeah. I can't think of too many more that would be as steadfast about it than Thomas. So,
no, I agree.
I hope he learns from his friend Scalia, because Antonin Scalia's Heller decision, while as good as it was, it left way too many doors open.
Yes, it did. But
way too many
probably,
doors.
He probably had to do that to get five votes.
Yeah, I guess that's probably true, too. I mean, I know, what was...
Kennedy. Not Kennedy. Who's the middle book? I guess maybe it was Kennedy. I can't remember.
Which one was the one that has retired that now writes out there that, you know, I did this to keep this from going this way, and, you know, he believes the Second Amendment should be repealed. I don't remember his name. John Paul Stevens?
Stevens,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
No, but it was Kennedy who was the middle vote at the time, and I think that Scalia had to construct that opinion that way in order to get him to sign on.
Gotcha. So anyway, for those of you who are wondering, if you want to catch the latest news, you need to go to thetruthaboutguns.com. They have broken it down to where, you know, depending on what you're looking for, they have a category for it. You can just go straight there. You can look for a gun review. You can look for the latest political news, the latest thing on new gun owners. I mean, they have something for everybody. thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free.
Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Timmerman from the TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Now, I suspect, Dan, that one day, you know, 10, 20 years from now, there'll be a bunch of people looking back at this time, and we'll know more things forensically about what happened with the NRA than we do now.
I'm guessing by then all the bodies will have been dug up.
Yep.
And, we will, the history will have been written, and people will still be shaking their heads.
Now, you've got somebody, a lady named Elizabeth Schmidt, who wrote a very interesting article about looking at the NRA now and using this almost as an object lesson about how not to run a nonprofit.
Yeah, she did. She is a professor at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, and I'm sure she's no fan of firearms, but she doesn't address that at all. What she's doing is strictly looking at the NRA as a nonprofit and as an example of how not to run a nonprofit. You know, if Wayne LaPierre finds himself out of a job, something that's looking more and more likely as every day goes past, he can always hang out a shingle and teach nonprofit managers what not to do in the future, because the NRA has done virtually all of it. And she runs down the list pretty authoritatively. And not just using her opinion, she dug into information that has been revealed by this abortive, disastrous bankruptcy filing and all the testimony that came out in that. And it's continually jaw-dropping. So yeah. If your listeners haven't read this article, I would suggest they do, because it's pretty eye-opening.
Well, I mean, the thing with the bankruptcy, when the bankruptcy got kicked to the curb, have you ever seen Mom and Dad Save the World?
I don't think I have.
Yeah. In that movie, John Lovitz plays Lord Todd, right? And it's hilarious the way he plays Lord Todd, but at one point he's swinging at the so-called hero with his sword, and then he misses hilariously and lands on something and gets up and goes, "I meant to miss." That was exactly the way the NRA sounded when their bankruptcy got kicked out. "Well, we're glad they did it for that reason. Without prejudice."
Yeah, without prejudice, which allows them to try it again. What they're really glad is that the judge didn't choose to appoint an examiner to do a full-on audit of the entire organization.
Or a trustee.
Or a trustee, which would have kicked Wayne and the rest of his crony managers out the door. So that's what that's the bullet they actually dodged in this process. But they blew, I've heard numbers between $10 and $20 million just in the legal fees involved in the entire bankruptcy process. I've heard that from a couple of sources. The author of the article, Elizabeth Schmidt, notes that besides the bankruptcy, the NRA has spent over $100 million in legal fees over the last few years defending itself in a variety of situations, from the Kerry Guard disaster to the various lawsuits going with Oliver North and with Ackerman McQueen. Think of what the NRA might have done in the 2020 election with an extra $100 million in the bank.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, stuck to their knitting and supported candidates that support gun rights. It's very plausible that the Senate would not have flipped, and it's possible that the president would be a different person right now.
Yeah. The thing about this, though, is that with them, they've got two glaring things that are coming up that they're not trying to answer. Number one, it's being pointed out, and Ms. Schmidt does it too, their board is too big.
Oh, yeah, she mentioned that. You know, the average, I think she's an expert in these, in nonprofit governance. And I think she said the average board for a nonprofit the size of the NRA is somewhere between 8 and 12 members. The NRA, of course, has 76, which makes it utterly useless. You know, when you have that many people, nobody's responsible for anything. They, of course, have committees, you know, that divide up some of this. But no one person feels any great degree of responsibility, and that's painfully evident in what's happened over the last couple of years right. and everything that Wayne LaPierre has been able to get away with.
The other thing is that that makes me wonder about things is two things. First of all, they've always got William Brewer, the attorney, making statements on behalf of the NRA, where I could see him making statements based upon the legal case and what's happening in court, but not as a spokesperson for the NRA.
Yeah.
The other thing is that with Carolyn Meadows as the president, the current president, that's the first time in I don't know how many years that the acting president of the NRA has not been an employee of Ackerman McQueen.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think before,
really?
Yeah, I think before Oliver North, they were employees. I think the issue with North was he needed certain benefits, and the only way to do that was to make him an employee of Ackerman McQueen.
Okay.
Read a description of that, and I think that was a one-off in order to accommodate North. Specific situation and his need for insurance, I think, for his wife. I don't remember the whole story. It was a couple of years ago. So I think generally the presidents have been NRA presidents.
Okay.
Or NRA employees, I'm sorry.
Well, let's see. Yeah, we got about a minute. So my other the other thing is that they have so many vice presidents, and I don't know how many they got. Have they got three? They got Wayne. They got Willis Lee. They got somebody else.
I lose track. The fact is, it's Wayne's show. It's Wayne's circus. And whatever Wayne says goes. And we see where that takes us. He's made it clear that he's going to go down with the ship, and he's going to bring the ship down with it.
Hang on for me. Okay. I want to explore this a little further. You can find this article also on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. It's by Elizabeth Schmidt. It's very, very good. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting the development of electric vehicles in the United States.
The auto industry is at a crossroads.
The real question is whether we'll lead or we'll fall behind in the race to the future.
Biden visiting a Ford electric vehicle facility in Dearborn, Michigan, noting that China has surpassed the United States in research and development.
We used to invest more in research and development than any country in the world, and China was number 9. We now are number 8, and China's number 1.
Younger kids are turning out to get vaccinated against COVID-19. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky saying more than 600,000 kids between the ages of 12 and 15 have rolled up their sleeves. She added that more than 4.1 million kids between the ages of 12 and 17 have gotten the shots. You're listening to USA Radio News. Kohl's is the latest store to pull the plug on its mask mandate. The company saying on Monday that vaccinated shoppers no longer need to wear a mask in the store. It's the same policy at Walmart and Target. More states are continuing to open up as well, including New York.
We have to reopen. We have to reopen smart. We have to reopen with a cautious eye, but we have to get back to life.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo also saying the New York City Marathon will be held in November. And as far as states and stores lifting some of their mask mandates, this shopper tells NBC News,
you know, at some point we have to let people take responsibility for their own decisions.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is bringing her message of higher taxes for corporate America to a high-profile business group. She's addressing the Chamber of Commerce and arguing corporations can pay more in taxes. Yellen saying the corporate tax rate should go back to historical norms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am speaking with the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. And they have this really good article on there taking a look at using the example of the NRA as a sort of a master class on what not to do. The more I read this, though, I mean, some of this stuff I've never heard. I did not know that they had a yacht for Lord Wayne to jump on to go hide at the Bahamas in the event of bad things after rampage killings in Parkland and Aurora and all these other places.
Yeah, that came out during the bankruptcy. Now, just to be fair, this is the NRA's yacht. This is a yacht that is owned by a movie producer, a guy named David McKenzie.
Okay.
Who Wayne borrowed, and he during these times of trouble after high-profile shootings, when you'd think that somebody like LaPierre would be want to be in Virginia and making media appearances and be available to stand up for gun rights and make the point that just because one crazy broken individual did something illegal, all gun owners shouldn't be punished for that or penalized. Instead, he would hop on this 108-foot yacht and go cruising.
Well, were they going fast? I mean, were they going for safety really fast, or
was
it leisurely?
There's a but in the article, there's a link to the boat that's called the Illusions, and you can see what it looks like. And it looks pretty plush, as you can imagine.
Well, I mean, look, I think an executive in any company who has worked his way up should enjoy perks. Don't get me wrong.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, Wayne runs a large, successful, was successful operation, a 5 million member association that is the, or was the, probably still is the foremost advocate for gun rights in this country. Somebody like that should be paid well. And, as you say, enjoy certain perks. However, sure, there are limits. And he exceeded virtually every one of those limits. And he did it behind the backs of the board members. Think about this. I mean, as she points out, most of the board and the NRA's CFO didn't even know about the bankruptcy filing
until
it had been done. Think about that. Your own chief financial officer was kept in the dark until the bankruptcy filing had been made. How is that possible? He's obviously quit. I would have, too, if I were him.
Right.
It was just insane. It was a transparent attempt just to try to – it was a Hail Mary attempt to dodge the New York Attorney General's lawsuit. And it was so transparent and so obvious and such an abuse of the bankruptcy laws that the judge who in this hearing had no choice but to toss it. And in other words, and in the end, it wasted tens of millions of dollars more in membership money and was a huge, another huge distraction and further embarrassment because of all the, all the testimony that came out about what had been going on. And I'm sure there's more of that to come as the New York AG's lawsuit progresses.
Well, the other thing that they that she points out, but this is where she goes wrong, I think. At the very end, she says that any nonprofit's mission should be the furtherance of their cause, whatever it may be. And in this, obviously, the NRA sort of lost sight on that. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have been, you know, I've always complained about how long it takes them to put out a statement when something happens. But, you know, that's because they like to get into a huddle. But then where she loses me is that she believes that New York will actually dissolve them. And legally, the legal precedent about that is that they are actually too big, membership-wise, for that to actually be something that they could do. They can definitely be reorganized, but most of the time, if it's easier to dissolve a nonprofit that's really small if it's so broke they can't fix it.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that that's accurate either. I don't think the size of the organization has anything to do with whether or not it's dissolved, and it. The fact that it has or had 5 million members certainly doesn't keep it from furthering its mission. And in fact, many people would argue that it makes it easier, to the especially the extent that part of their mission is advocacy for the right to keep and bear arms.
Well, for the longest time, I have thought. I mean, when they brought out Carry Guard, and I was going into the men's room. And I was standing at the urinal, and I would look up and see Dana Lash in a leather skirt going, "Are you a member of Carry Guard?" I mean, the emphasis being on Carry Guard that year was, it wasn't alarming, but I was like, well, okay. I know.
Certainly promised.
Message received. I gotcha. But it was everywhere that day. I mean, you could not go anywhere. You couldn't hide your head on a desk and not see Carry Guard.
No, they had a huge billboard on the outside of the convention center with Dana Lash holding up the Carry Guard card, membership card, and yeah, it was it was everywhere. They put a ton of money into it. Unfortunately, they didn't put nearly enough time and effort into making sure it was legal in the states in which they operate.
Well, it was legal. I mean, the way it was set up, the problem was is that, Second Call Defense was operating in New York. So was USCCA.
It's yeah, just that they technically they operate differently.
Right. They're legal services. They were selling legal services.
They're prepaid legal services rather than selling insurance.
Right.
And the NRA's geniuses who designed this thing and their attorneys didn't
Josh
do
Powell.
The,
it was Josh Powell.
Exactly. Josh Powell didn't do the homework necessary to figure that out. And it ended up costing them, it had to be close to $100 million by the end. And when the whole thing crashed and burned, I have to believe, maybe even more. Who knows? Setting that whole thing up and then having to tear it all down, and defending against the lawsuits from the various attorneys general in different states, it was just an utter disaster.
it was an unforced error.
Of course,
they didn't have to do. There was they could have done that a different way. They could have done that a different way. I mean, it's been, I've talked about it many times. Anytime. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. And this article you can find on the front page that we've been talking about, the masterclass of how not to run a nonprofit. This is by Elizabeth Schmidt, the National Rifle Association, case study on how not to operate a nonprofit. You can find that at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, he's the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan, I'm scared of ghost guns. They're so scary. Ghost guns are everywhere out there, and I'm told that they're ghost guns and that, these are the weapons of choice of some bad guys, although I've never seen one actually get caught with one. Ghost guns, bad.
Ghost guns, very bad. Yeah, there's a concerted effort on the part of the civilian disarmament industrial complex, the media, anti-gun politicians, to freak people out about ghost guns. And they claim over and over that there are an increasing number of the guns that are confiscated from criminals. The funny thing is all these reports seem to come out of the same locations. They come out of California, they come out of New York, they come out of New Jersey, they come out of Maryland. Lee Williams, who wrote the article that we published via the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Journalism Project, talked to a sheriff in, I think it was Sarasota, Florida. I think he said he runs one of the largest counties in Florida, and they've got a huge evidence room, and out of the thousands of guns they've got in there, he doesn't have one so-called ghost gun. He doesn't have one homemade gun anywhere. That doesn't mean that there aren't, some haven't been found, but they are a tiny, infinitesimal number of the firearms that are involved in crimes in this country. The ATF has claimed that they represent a growing number of the guns that they confiscate, but they won't tell you, number one, how many guns do they confiscate every year, and how many guns are so-called ghost guns. And when they talk about ghost guns, they talk about guns without serial numbers, which means dollars to donuts. They're including guns that had serial numbers but had them obliterated by criminals.
Right, right.
Yeah, so a huge number of the guns that are being claimed as ghost guns these days are actually
guns that were originally sold legally were stolen and had the serial numbers scratched out. So this is just, it's utter garbage. And what they're doing is trying to obliterate the 80% lower market and business in this country and eliminate, to whatever extent possible, homemade firearms.
Now, given what would probably happen, because they've already got people like Defense Distributed that got out there and made a tabletop milling machine where you could mill out, if you had the designs on the various guns that you could make out of an 80% lower and everything, don't you think that people like Cody Wilson will look at this and say, well, okay, so they're going to outlaw 80% lowers. Are they going to outlaw bar stock of metal?
Right, exactly.
Then they'll just take the, I mean, if it's going to do it based upon CAD drawings to begin with, just sort of seems like they just add more CAD drawings to it.
Exactly. Right now, that the ghost gunner takes an 80% lower and finishes it for you. My guess is that their next project will be taking a piece of bar stock and doing all the machining for you. It'll take longer. It'll probably involve a more expensive machine, I'm guessing. I don't know. Maybe it's just a matter of reprogramming the current one to do all of the cuts and manipulations that you need to do to turn bar stock into a complete lower, stripped lower. I'm not enough of an engineer to know any of that. But that's exactly what's going to happen. People will work around it. People are going to build it. And, of course, all of that totally ignores 3D printing, which anybody can do. Buy a printer for about $200. And a little news today. I don't know if you saw that, but a few weeks ago, a three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit, you know, ruled that those 22 attorneys general's lawsuit against Cody Wilson was bogus, and those plans could be distributed, exactly. So he immediately did that. Well, today those attorneys general decided. They finally recognized reality, looked around, and figured out that genie has long since left the bottle, will not ask the Ninth Circuit for an unbanked review. They're throwing in the towel. Couple reasons for that. First of all, other than DefCAD and Cody Wilson's operation, those plans are widely available all over the internet. There's tons of them. You know, people have been doing it for years now. Second of all, the day after, maybe it was 2 days after the three-judge panel ruling came down, DefCAD made all of their plans available free of charge, and they've been downloaded now who knows how many thousands of times. So, again, that genie left the bottle. You can't stop the signal. 3D printing is a thing. The argument that allowing those to be distributed somehow violates ITAR and affects national security, it was always a bogus argument by an anti-gun administration, and they finally recognized that fact today. So good news there.
I just, you know, the whole ghost gun thing, I know of one instance in California where supposedly somebody had used a gun that was an 80% lower.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sure it's happened, you know, from time to time.
But it's definitely not as easy as stealing a gun.
No,
I just don't see these criminals. I mean, going out there and learning how to build a ghost gun so that a criminal could have a gun, I could see that if you were going to put a, you know, your own little bogus gun operation, a la what you see all over the Philippines and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see it when, you know, the gun is San Francisco, the gun theft capital of the world, especially BLM guns and Bureau of Land Management, that kind of thing.
I don't know which city holds that title, but I'm sure San Francisco's up there.
Yeah. So much easier just to steal a gun.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, you listen to Grumpy Grampy Joe, and he says that it only takes half an hour to, when you buy one of these kits, finish a gun. Our John Wayne Taylor, who finished an 80% arms pistol and put that kit together from beginning to end, can attest it does not take half an hour. It takes hours to do that, and you need tools. You need power tools.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like putting together a Revell model airplane.
No.
You know, all you need is a little glue and a little paint. You have to do some machining, and you need a router, and you need a drill, and you need the jig set. It's not something that's horribly complicated. It's certainly doable, but it's nothing you're going to do in half an hour. That just isn't going to happen.
Not
so I've been
all.
Lying about that for all along.
Anyway, ghost guns. Such a fun concept. But it's just like every other term they use. They put it out there to create some sort of a specter, but in any event, we'll see where that goes. I'm still waiting to see what the ATF comes up as how they're going to try to redefine what is and is not a gun. I mean, they've already tried that with the bump stock.
And next up, the White House is in the process of reviewing the proposed rules now for what they're going to do with pistol stabilizing braces.
We'll see what they got for that, too. I just want them to figure out how they're going to justify changing their mind after all these years of it being what it was. But running out of time, thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yes, sir. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. That's where you'll find all of this info. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.